Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad that you were able to join me. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I started last week about the treasures in Ephesians, the epistle of Ephesians. There are some absolutely beautiful prayers, beautiful truths that Paul wrote to that church and to all of us, to every succeeding generation of Christians since that time when he originally penned it. And we were looking specifically at the prayer that he asked for them in that first chapter, verses 15 through 17. He asked that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. And as I shared last week, God has put an increased burden on my heart as I spend time with Him in the mornings, praying for my UCM spiritual family, for the radio family that listen, some of whom I don't know, you've never written, but it's the Spirit of the Lord that draws you to hear God's Word. For I confess to be no great theologian or orator, but I simply ask that the very presence of the Lord and the anointing of God, that's what's important, that it will flow through the airwaves to touch you and change you and transform you. Isn't that what we all need? A greater dimension of the experience of the living God in our lives. He's has provided so much for us, and it's my heart's desire, and as I have shared a number of times with my UCM family, whatever I pray for myself, I extend it to my spiritual family, my UCM partners, the radio family, and even beyond that to the corporate body of Christ in the world. Why? Because I want to pray according to the will of God. I pray God's heart. I pray the things that Jesus prayed, that we could be one in the Spirit, that we could be perfected. That's why God gave fivefold ministry until we all come into the knowledge of the stature, the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, having shared all that, we want to look, starting today, at another aspect of that particular prayer. Last week, we looked at the spirit of wisdom. Now, what is the spirit of revelation? And basically, Paul was requesting not just revelation, but the spirit of revelation. And what does it mean to reveal? Well, we have the final book in the Bible called, which John, was given to John, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that word revelation is making clear something that was once hidden. And that's a wonderful thing, even though it is very powerful and it's good. But just like wisdom, it could start a process in our lives that sometimes can be fairly painful. But if we will allow the Lord to deal with us, if He will have our permission to begin to work in our lives, to work to restore and heal our soul, to counter the effects of the works of darkness against us since our birth, because we have, the enemy knows those who are the Lord's, and he does everything he can to prevent us, number one, from getting saved, and then once we are saved, he'll put every manner of strategy to make us prevent us from walking in the fullness of the destiny that God has designed for us. He'll make us doubt. He'll make, if he can't get us to stop serving God, he'll do everything he can to weaken our witness, to help us to prevent us from achieving those great and precious promises that have been given to us. And so as we look at the Word of God, we see there are four dimensions, if you will, to the spirit of revelation. And first of all, the revelation that the Lord gives to us is a revelation of the condition of one's own soul. And that can be quite painful. Hear what the Word of the Lord says. And these are just, I'm going to share just a few verses from Proverbs. Proverbs, the 12th chapter, verse 15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." And then in the next chapter, chapter 14, verse 12, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And then there's a passage found in chapter 21 of Proverbs. And this, you know, we have to admit the word of the Lord is true, and this applies to every one of us. "Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart." We have tremendous capability and facility for justifying ourselves. No matter what it is, we have a very good reason for the way we think, the way we act, the way we believe. We will justify, and even if we're in error, we will put that blame somewhere else. Isn't that exactly, that's what the fallen nature does. Remember when God was addressing Adam in the garden? Adam said, "It was Eve. Eve made me do it." Eve said, "It was the serpent." And so that's just a part of our human fallen nature. But when we invite the Lord, and beloved, in order for us to grow in the Lord, we have to allow Him, give Him permission to work in our lives. And sometimes, depending on God's call on our lives, He knows how to get to you. Like my husband, you know, he ran from God many years. He saw so many abuses in the ministry, but God knew how to get a hold of him. In the desert of Palm Springs, He placed a loaded revolver to his head and pulled the trigger. And he said he will never forget the sound of that hammer landing on a dud shell. Now, what's the likelihood and possibilities of that occurring? Well, you see, God knows how to get to us. So if you're fighting God, if you're resisting God, He will make you willing to hear His voice and to follow in the way He would have you to go. So it behooves us to make it easy on ourselves to ask the Lord to do that work that He wants us to do. He does not, I think it's in Jeremiah, I can't give you the passage, but the word says, He does not willingly afflict the sons of men. And so He wants to make it as easy for you as He can. So if we're not rebellious and we're not stubborn, it doesn't have to be so hard. But if indeed, and this of course is exactly what the Holy Spirit is doing, to bring the body of Christ into perfection, there will be a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle, then we have to say, "Lord, please do your work in me." And as we allow Him that privilege, because He won't go against the human will. Jesus died for every single soul that is now living or that lived in generations past or that will be born. And yet, it is up to them, their free will, to make a choice to acknowledge and receive Him. If they refuse Him, there's nothing He can do. His heart will break, but for those who will not accept Him, for those who turn Him away, then there's only two places to go in eternity, beloved, either to be with the Lord or to be separated from the Lord eternally with the demons of hell and Satan himself. And that God doesn't send anyone to hell. It's your choice. And if you've ever read testimonies of those who have actually gone to hell and come back with a testimony, beloved, you don't want that to happen to anyone. That's why we must do all that we can to be God's witnesses, to make disciples of all nations. Amen. And so revelation of the actual condition of one's soul can sometimes be painful. This is where the pain enters. It comes with an unveiling, if you will, that word, that's what revelation is, an unveiling of one's own sinful and sometimes very pitiful and pathetic condition. We have a fairly exalted opinions of ourselves, and the Lord has a way of letting us see our true condition. And many of God's people have more spiritual corruption in them that they could possibly have imagined until the Holy Spirit lays it bare. You don't think you're as selfish as you are until the Holy Spirit reveals it. You're not as humble as you think you are until the Holy Spirit reveals it. But you know what? God is so gracious and He's merciful. He does it gradually. I don't think any of us could bear the full revelation of our true spiritual condition all at once. It would be too great a shock for any of us. Now, let me make it clear. When we've accepted Jesus, our spirit is born again. We will not That spirit is righteous before God, and that's how God sees us in the perfection of Christ. But as far as our soul, we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We have to mortify the deeds of the flesh. So our salvation is complete. We can't add to it, but we can allow the Holy Spirit to work with us to mortify all the things of that carnal nature. Beloved, that is a lifelong process. But the good news is that once we allow the Holy Spirit that privilege, that responsibility to begin to work in our lives, and we get past one step, then that will prepare us for the next revelation. And so, beloved, it is a growth process. So that is the first way the Holy Spirit works, to begin to reveal that spirit of revelation, the actual condition of our own soul. So as I bring this broadcast to a close, let's allow the Lord to do that. And if you haven't, invite Him in prayer. Say, Lord, do Your work. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. David prayed that. They're beautiful prayers in the Psalms that we can claim as our own. Now, as I must bring this broadcast to a close, I thank you for joining me, and we're going to continue on, and I'm going to show you other ways that the Spirit of Revelation is operative in our lives. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write, share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever ever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.